is an extra track with a summary of Mansoor's question about how silence takes us to realization.
I'm trying to understand how silence can lead to awakening from the daydream to the universal dream.
You are wondering how the silence takes you to realization. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, that is one of my main questions. How does it lead to awakening from the dream? Thank you.
Yeah. When you lose yourself, and I don't mean being conscious, you lose the interest for your mind, body, and all the other senses, and you feel or you are aware of being nothing but the silence, but aware of it, you have already left manifestation. And as we do that more and more, the manifestation becomes clear, the quality of manifestation becomes clear to us. And also, it begins to fade its strength because the silence has started to take over our being, or our being being dipped into that color. So realization is not something, as all the enlightened souls say it, is not something that you gain new. But what it is, as you know it too, the silence leads you there by eliminating your unconscious identification with the body, mind, and senses. Again, I can emphasize on by association, your attention, when it associates with the truth or silence or the universal purity of mind of God before the movement took place, then your identification with that place becomes more, and your identification with the temporary becomes less. If we go in the street, or any of our relatives that are not in this path, or any of our friends, they don't have a clue of who they are, but they can give you stories after stories of who they are. Oh, I am a hard worker. Oh, I do this and do that. And but for us, it's the continuation of expansion. And the silence is the base of all the expansion.
Thank you so much.
Sure, that's really wonderful that you really paying attention to the area that is much deeper in you than in the surface, trying to be curious. I think that depth of curiosity is contemplation in silence is much different than day-to-day contemplating on our problem and our desire. I assure that any of us that are aware of the truth of the reality, little by little, your information comes from within instead of without. The without can stamp the correctness of it, but you will have your own channel with your reality.